بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Last week we read the last few lines in regards to the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ba'ith, the Resurrector. And there were four points that were mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies, the heavens, the earth, the universe, for man to ponder over it. This is dhikr of the mind, dhikr of the heart. Allah ta'ala made the heart, made the mind, for the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to make tafakkur, a tafakkur fi makhluqat Allah ta'ala. To make tafakkur and to ponder over the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who Allah ta'ala has created the entire universe. And in recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made their mind to make tafakkur, to ponder, and to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thereafter, Hazrat says, this means that if one has a mind which ponders and understands, then the heavens and earth, then the heavens, earth, and whatever has been created in between, point to many realities. From amongst them, some are the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see Allah ta'ala's qudrat. We read in Quran Sharif, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking a qasam, by the qasam of the sun, by the qasam of the moon, qasam of the day, qasam of the night. Allah is taking oaths to draw our attention that ponder over these heavenly bodies, celestial bodies, and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they're being held up in the skies. They don't fall down. Who's holding it? Who's making things happen behind the scene? Behind every parda, behind every veil, is a power, qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nothing's happening on his own. So many cars on the road. It should be mayhem. It should be chaos. What speed insan is driving. And that too, one eye on the cell phone. He's typing, he's sending a voice clip. Then two, one leg on the accelerator, one on the brake, one hand on the gear, eight gears. But then all of that is happening. But then too, he's still traveling at that speed. No accident. Qudrat of Allah. That is Qudrat. So Allah Ta'ala is such big vehicles on the road. And the lanes have become smaller. And now there's less road and more potholes. And in spite of all of that, he's still moving around. He's still with the cell phone in his hand. Still doing his work. There should be chaos everywhere right now. And we see sometimes it does happen. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for that moment, just what we will say, how you have a puppet on strings. Now with that puppeteer has to just let go of one string, that the hand of the puppet will fall, or the head will fall, or the foot. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so to say is just controlling everything. Allah ta'ala just releases one string, who can do anything? He can't take care of himself, he can't control the vehicle, the car. Everything is just, you say, I don't know how it happens. Look, moment. It just happened like that. Allah ta'ala shows. So to ponder, ya Allah, how are you controlling everything? Said that I'm controlling the car. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is above everything. How the mind is working, subhanallah. Our honorable Shaykh Azamu'an Abdul Hamid Sahab, Zama Barakatuhu, says how the mind works here. What speed. Unbelievable. Person is driving, he sees 80 zone. When he sees 80 zone, then he pushes 120. See, the road is clear. And how the mind is working. 500 meters down the line, stop street. 1 kilometer down, has to take the off ramp. But he's still putting speed. And then too, he knows as he's coming nearer, how much pressure to put on the brake, just enough to stop at the stop street. How the mind is working 500 meters to stop street. And already the maths is taking place in his brain. He's doing the math already now. How much pressure to put. Doesn't take out a calculator, or phone the doctor, or neurologist. They're now 500 meters away. How much pressure must I put right now? Velocity, altitude, and whatever you call these things. But how the brain is working all of a sudden. And he knows. And then Hazrat says he's picked up speed and he just sees a ball going across the road. He just sees a ball. The mind recalculates. Reroutes. Ball. Boy is on a run. Put extra brakes right now. Press it harder. Then you see a boy pops up. Just got saved in time. How Allah Ta'ala control that brain? How Allah Ta'ala let that brain work at that speed? We don't even think about it. The brain doesn't have time to think how the brain is working also. Just working and working and working. Just to ponder, ya Allah, how you made the brain work like this? And a person doesn't have it in him. For the brain to work at that speed, then you know there is road rage after that. And all different signals will come out also. You say, what's wrong with this guy? He can't see the robot, he can't see the stop street, he can't see yellow line from red line, can't see anything. Because the brain is working at that speed. So Allah Ta'ala shows the speed of the brain. So Allah Ta'ala shows the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the things around us within ourselves also. The second point, the possibility of the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala shows all of this, this will not remain forever. It will come to an end. Allah is awwal, Allah is akhir. Allah is the first, before whom there is no first. And Allah is the end, the last, after, oh, Allah is the end, there is no end to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala shows you that everything will come to an end, there has to be a hereafter, there has to be akhirat. Because that being who created these huge bodies of non-existence, the sun wasn't there, the moon wasn't there, the stars weren't there, Allah Ta'ala made them. The design of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing was there, Allah Ta'ala designed them and put them in their positions. So Allah Ta'ala shows you that because that being who created these huge bodies from non-existence and granted them existence, definitely has the power to destroy them and create them a second time. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third point in regards to Al-Ba'ith, the Resurrector, the necessity of reward and punishment. This is a Darul Imtihan, as we mentioned last week. This is a, we're in a classroom, in a room, in a hall, for Ibtila, Imtihan. The examination is on right now. How are we going to fare? What marks are we going to get? In Akhirat, when it comes to our Salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that people's concentration varies in Salah. Some will get half the reward, some will get one third, will get point something, some will get 90%. All depends on concentration, khushu and khudu. So a person, what his concentration is, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward accordingly. So the necessity of reward and punishment, this has to do with ikhlas and sincerity. What is the level of sincerity in a person's heart? Sincerity is such an ajeeb point. To be sincere, sincerity is the purity of heart with which a person does his amal. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمَطَّرَ إِذَا دَعَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that person. أَمَّا يُجِيبُ الْمَطَّرَ Who is there to answer the call of the one that is distressed. مُطَّر from اضطرار. A person is absolutely distressed, where there is no human intervention to assist him, to help him. Everything is just let down completely. In Sharia it's called muttar. He's absolutely broken, distressed. So Allah Ta'ala says, who is there to answer the call of the distressed one? Where his heart is completely broken. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوء And who is the one to remove the evil condition and the adverse conditions from him? وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ Allah will make him the vicegerent of the earth. أَيْلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ Allah says, is there anyone worthy of worship together with Allah? Only Allah will do it. And ajeeb, on this one ayat, commentators of Quran say, that Allah Ta'ala himself poses the question, who is there to answer the call of the distressed one? When there's no one to help him. So here they explain, they say, even if a kafir that is broken hearted right now calls out unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will remove the condition from him. Even the kafir. Quran says about those that will go out on the ocean, about the mushrikeen, and then وَجَاءَهُمُ الْمَوْجِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ And the waves begin to batter the ship from all sides. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أُحِيطَ بِهِمْ And this thought comes to them that soon will be drowned. These waves will come into the ship and we will sink. دَعَوُ اللَّهِ Now at that point, those that don't believe in Allah, at that point, دَعَوُ اللَّهِ They call unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They know there's Allah there. They call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُخْلِصِين من إخلاص Rectifying their beliefs completely with true sincerity. They call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ Allah Ta'ala says, we do save them. We do save them. What is the point here, ulama say, mufassirin say, when a person is broken, be it a kafir also, is because his purity of heart is absolute sincerity. Just because of his sincerity with the quality of kufr also, disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now his purity of heart, sincerity of heart, he calls unto Allah, Allah says, I'll save him also. I will show him my qudrat. I will show him my power. Imagine the mu'min now, that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who should he call unto? Only Allah. Allah will take out, Allah will remove me. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوء Allah will remove this terrible condition of mind, but there has to be sincerity of a heart. When the heart is broken completely, now he calls out unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The necessity of a reward and punishment. If there was no reward and punishment, then the whole system of the world would have become useless. What's all this for? There's no imtihan right now. Allah says imtihan. How are you going to use the day? Allah Ta'ala made the day ma'asha for you to go and seek your livelihood. How are you going to seek your livelihood? The imtihan, the test is on right now. Allah Ta'ala made the night subata, sirid, for you to sleep. How are you going to use the night right now? Are you going to use it in a correct manner? This imtihan is on all the time, the examination. How are you going to fare? There is going to be hisab kitab. There is going to be accountability. The wisdom of creating the world, the wisdom of creating the world was so that it could be a place of examination. Not a place to relax, istiraha, to take it easy. There's no taking it easy. There's no taking it easy. And more ulama say when a person islah is made, then really when islah is made, he begins to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll understand even better. There's no time to relax. Because there's so much enjoyment. Putting my head down to Allah, sometimes dua, sometimes dhikr, sometimes Quran tilawat, sometimes some mudhakara, sometimes some da'wat, infiradi, ijtimai da'wat, giving a bayan, speaking to some brothers, infiradi, speaking to one person, all this is the enjoyment in it. Speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the absolute enjoyment. Like how the one brother we mentioned many a times, we met him during a 1 year jamaat, and he came first time performance. And he says, I had used and abused every type of drug you can think about. Everything. Jamaat came, tapped me, took me for gush, I joined them. Half of my senses also. Then they made tashkir for 3 days. Then I went for 3 days. Maybe I'll come right. I enjoyed it. Waking up for tahajjud, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart got soft. Then I went for 40 days. And now I'm here for 4 months. I'm here for 4 months, and then too he says, the craving is killing me right now. But he says, it was, I remember clearly before Fajr namaz. And after Fajr salah, Haji Abdul Wahab sahab rahmatullah ali used to give the Fajr bayan. How many years qurbani behind Haji sahab rahmatullah ali? And Haji sahab rahmatullah ali, Hazrat says, that I only saw one man in the world that has so much of yaqeen and confidence in his own bayan that he sleeps away in his own bayan also. If you tell me tonight is your gush bayan, Marana, finish, I'm not going for gush today, I'm going to prepare my bayan. He sleeps in his own bayan, so much of itminan in the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Speaking, he should fall asleep. And when he wakes up, whoever sitting in front of him, he should give them one tamacha, one slap, as if he slept away. Out of muhabbat and love, we give them. So it's called a tamacha of hidayat. So people used to sit there to get one tamacha, to get one slap. And where he stopped his bayan, he will continue from there. For this sati, he says, I made dua tahajjud time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ya Allah, I tasted all these so-called sweet, poisonous things of dunya, and I got a high and I got a kick, I enjoyed it. And I've got a craving, it's finishing me right now. It's finishing me right now, ya Allah. If you give me the same feeling in this one bayan, where your name is being taken, I will give it up for life. I met him after the bayan. So I asked him what happened. He said, when I sat right in front of Haji Sahab, right under the speaker, and this is the adab also. Before we should always speak muzakara, how to listen to a bayan. To sit close, to look at the mouth of the speaker, because there's nur coming out when he speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To sit at the quality of mujahada, or some sacrifice, not looking around, paying full attention. So he said, I said just like that, and look at Haji Sahab. And he said, when he just started speaking, like a millions of butterflies that were swimming in my stomach. So I couldn't feel that ecstasy or something else altogether. I made Tawbah immediately of my life. Never to go back to my bad habits. And now, mashallah, is one of the Zimmedar responsible brothers in his masjid also. Alhamdulillah, Ta'ala pulled him out completely. So this is a place of examination. So the imtihan examination is on during the day, during the night, in the masjid, in the workplace, on the street, in the house. Examination is on every moment of a person's life. So the wisdom of creating the world was so that it could be a place of examination. Thereafter, reward and punishment are given in the hereafter, or else the end result of the good and evil would be the same. That there's nothing really there. which is far from the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala made us for jannat. I made dunya to serve us. That is why Nabi Ali salatu salam will say that bi'sa abdu dinar dirham. How despicable, accursed is the slave of the dirham and dinar. May he be accursed that his dunya controls him. His dunya doesn't allow him to go for salah. Dunya doesn't allow him to go for program. He said, there's such ibadat. The dunya should be such that I control the dunya. Not that dunya controls me. That it dictates to me. Now when I must get on, and when I must get off, and when I can go, and when I must come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us for akhirat. Allah ta'ala made dunya for us. But dunya is controlling insan. He's telling you now how much time you got for Jumu'ah Salah also. Because we lost our direction. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they will say, نَحْنَ قَوْمُنَ عَزَّنُ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are such a nation, Allah ta'ala give honor because of Islam. If you look for honor anywhere else besides Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will humiliate us. Look at the ummah now. It was at that time, if you look for honor anywhere else, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate us. Insan, who is looking for honor now? In different avenues. Is he looking for honor in the path of Allah, in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A person takes pride that my son, my children, my daughter is studying so and so degrees. MashaAllah. So intelligent, she's doing a PhD. PhD, the correct. When we went to Zambia also, so there was a professor there, and he met Hazrat. He told Hazrat this many years ago. So Hazrat said, Professor Sahib, I remember that time you told me PhD what it means. Para hua dimag. Upside down, brain. He said, gee Hazrat, I told you at that time because I understood that. He was doing some environmental studies. So he says, Hazrat, when I went to do my master's, so I had to write for my PhD, or whatever it was, the thesis. And he says, at that time I was studying the whole environment, etc., etc. What to write in it, and I was researching. Till I went in the path of Allah and I realized that entire research paper that I presented was the same da'wah we're giving in the bayan. Allah does everything. The sky is the earth, the moon, the sun belongs to Allah. Allah created, Allah is doing, Allah is controlling. Same thing I wrote in that and I got a PhD. Then I realized how upside down my brain was. I had to really break it to put that together whereas it was there in Quran and Hadith Sharif. Then he says, then I changed it around. Pehla hamara deen. PhD, pehla, hamara, first is my deen. He says, now I got a real PhD going in the path of Allah. First is my deen and everything else. The fourth point in regards to ba'ith. This universe encourages those who think and ponder to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because everything that has been created is a very great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is necessary for the slave to be grateful for these favors by obeying his creator. Whatever we see around us, whatever we are enjoying right now, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only verbally. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Allah ta'ala gave the command to Dawood alayhi salatu salam, اعملوا شكرا. Oh, the family of Dawood, show Allah ta'ala your appreciation physically. And Allah ta'ala wants a full repayment. جاهدوا بأموالكم وأنفسكم في سبيل الله. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The real believers are those, آمَنُوا. They have iman in Allah. And Allah is the provider. Allah is the sustainer. Not that if I leave, what will happen? Who will control? Who will do? Allah is the complete controller. He has full iman in it. If I leave something for the sake of Allah, there will be no loss. The eyes will say loss. But iman says no loss. That's iman. I might leave the business for 3 days. And the eye will say, you lost out, you weren't there. But iman says, there was no loss. You give the time to Allah. How can it be that I give time to Allah and I will suffer a loss? Yes, Allah will test. Allah will test to see which way the heart is going. That's why Hazrat says also that the needle of iman has to be in the center. Not too much in the cold, not too much in the heat also. Has to be right in the center, so a person doesn't have too much of hope in Allah, that now I left the business and now I left it open to Allah will take care of it. Doesn't if I, no matter whether I lock it or don't lock, no, but you tie your camel also. Therefore, you have that level of tawakkul, that too you must do, put somebody there, tie things up, and then we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is iman. Tadbir and planning, is it against tawakkul? To plan and to arrange things, is it against tawakkul and reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So a person, his iman should be in the center, not too much of hope, not too much of fear, what will happen. So this is iman. So true believer is the one that believes in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. Then he has no doubt whatsoever. There's no doubt in it. And how this doubt is to be removed? That is why we need all efforts of deen. When you speak about it over and over and over again, then it comes into the heart. Then it comes into the heart. Then it comes into the heart. Like how a little child, we mentioned many a times, I want it, I want the bicycle, I want the, I'm not buying it for you, but I want a bicycle, I want a bicycle. It'll carry on the tarana for 1 week, 2 weeks, till finally it comes in the father mother's heart. Just get it for him, man. Just get it for him. Carry on till it comes into the heart, whatever it may be. So this is iman also. Allah Ta'ala has a system that we carry on giving da'wah towards iman, 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 and it will come into the heart. Just like dunya comes in the heart. So the person carries on speaking about it, marketing iman, marketing deen, it comes in the heart. I think it's a beautiful example. The farmer had an old horse. Horse was dying. So before it really dies, take it to the market, I'll sell it, I'll get some money for it, and then maybe upgrade it, put some extra money in there. Taking the horse and he's going to the village, to the town, auctioneer sees him, why are you going with this horse? He says, half dying, I'm going to sell it right now. He says, looking terrible, this horse, better you sell it also. This time you get nothing for it. So what price he had in his mind, this person told him a few words and he believed him. And he says, yeah, you're right, doesn't look too good this horse. So he dropped the price also and sold it to him. So he was an auctioneer, he bought the horse and he took it. This person went, had the cash in his pocket, did some shopping a little bit, came to the market square, to the center of the market, and he said, here's the auction is on, and you can hear over the loudspeaker. We have a fine pedigree horse, and very strong, can carry a load, can run so fast. Describe, he said, what a horse that must be. When he peeped to look, is my horse that? He said, I never knew, the horse was so good. And he went on, and he bid it till he paid for it double the price. First of all, you just sold it to me. He said, yeah, but the way you describe the horse, subhanAllah, I didn't realize it was such a good horse. So that's marketing. So he believed it. So we have to speak so much about Allah, but Allah we believe, the heart begins to believe Allah. But Allah does it, He will do it, He won't abandon me, He won't throw me out, He'll take care of me, I go in the path of Allah, nothing will happen. And the wife has to believe it also. That my husband goes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will take care of us. Yes, he has to tie up all the loose ends. And the reward that she will give for sending the husband in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qurbani is her. She is the foundation of the hidayat of the family. Husband goes out in the path of Allah, and she will make the sacrifice sitting at home. Remember very importantly, my dear brothers. When the men go out in the path of Allah, the entire family is in the path of Allah. Not that he's in the path of Allah, we are free. He's in the path of Allah, we're also making qurbani. This is an investment my husband is making for progenies. He's going out to the path of Allah, leaving the bathroom, toilet, cooking, bedding, to go out to sleep on the floor. Don't know which toilet, bathroom he's going to use, and how finicky, how much nakhras he got, as it says, how much of masti he's got, how sensitive he is. Then to be out to the path of Allah, kurta must be iron, and must be like this, must be, now he's sacrificing. He's going out in the path of Allah, all the qurban he's making, and she's the foundation. Many a times, that the women don't understand this. Then they want to become an obstacle. Where are you going now? Why are you going now? Then sometimes we ask the question also, that you want to keep him behind because you miss him, or you want to punish him. The punishment you're keeping him, because when he's here also, then too is a problem. When he goes, then too is a problem. So to keep him behind, just to spite him, just to punish him that you can't go, and then too, it's not going to be a good weekend. And if he goes also, not going to be a good weekend. So we have to see. What is real iman? To bring Allah in our heart, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and then there's no doubt. For the doubt to come out, the doubt has to be given. We have to talk about Allah, listen about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاهَدُوا. Then they strive. Then they strive in the path of Allah, بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنْفُسِهِمْ, with their wealth and their lives. Both. They strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. هذا آية commonly quote يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Who are the صادقين؟ أولئك هم الصادقون. These are the صادقين. They have iman, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have no doubt in it. They have no doubt in it, and they strive in the path of Allah with their wealth, their time, their lives. Allah says, these are the ones that are true in the iman. They are really true in the iman. Taqaza of deen came, demand of deen came. And there's no desire to go fulfill it in the person's heart. Ajib, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when there was a demand of deen right now, and if they missed the taqaza, they missed the tashkil, they missed the program, Sahaba radiallahu anhum were going to depression. How did that happen? Because they knew we are here for akhirat, and I missed the boat, I missed the train. The train was going towards akhirat, and I missed it, I sat at home. I sat at home and I thought I'll pass the weekend. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, if you don't pass life, you will fail life. You won't pass it. You will fail it. But there are moments in here Allah Ta'ala gives these opportunities where we can grab it. This is shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can avail ourselves and go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rewards are serving in the path of Allah. For the men, for the masturat, for the women. Umm Salama radiallahu anha came to Nabi alayhi salatu, Ya Rasulullah, the men are going in jihad, going in the path of Allah. So much reward for them. What is there for us? What is there for us? So she has the desire also. We could go out, we would go. But we can't go. We have to make sabr, we have to be at home. We're making dua for hidayah, for ourselves also, for our families, our children. What is there for us? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less that the reward that they are getting, the reward that they are getting going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have full share in the reward. Complete share, you will be the queens of Jannah also. You will be the queens of your husbands in Jannah, full reward for you all. All the tahajjud and the dhikr and the Quran tilawat, you're all sitting at home, you're getting the full reward for not going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our elders say, that masturat that will let husband go in the path of Allah, that wife will allow her husband to go in the path of Allah. Sometimes not easy. No driver at home, there's nobody there, what do we do? Allah's made easy now. Everything's on the phone, we can order it. But just to hold herself back at home. Because my husband has got in the path of Allah, the difficulty that she will go through. That if he was here, then we should have gone out somewhere, could have some fun during the weekend. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu wasn't the topic of discussion with Khidr. Majlis is going that way. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was making gush in the gullies of Madina Manawara. And the Mujahideen Sahaba Ikram were in the path of Allah. So this is for us to understand. That even the Sahabiya, the women Sahabiya, they also had love for their husbands. They also had love for their families. They were just as normal as we were. But lam yartabu, they had no doubt in the promise of Allah. But it was still an imtihan for them also. It was still a test for them also. As Umar bin Khattab is making gush in the gullies of Madina Munawwara, he was in Harasa. He would go during the night and see everything is okay in Madina Sharif. And the houses were small. Sometimes the walls weren't complete. There's a thatched roof sometime. So you can hear what's happening within the house at times. So he hears one young Sahabiya, whose husband is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in poetry form she's saying. She's saying to herself in poetry form, that, oh my Allah, if my husband is out in the path of Allah at a distant place, if it was not for the fear of you, oh my Arab, then tonight my bed would have been shaking. So he understood what it meant. In no way whatsoever she indicated towards zina or adultery. Ya Allah, it was not for your fear, then tonight I would have been enjoying myself in my bed with my husband, kept him behind, not let him go. That's what it means. It was not for your fear, then I would have stopped him from going in the path of Allah and I would have kept him behind with me. But Ya Allah, because I love you and I fear you and I fear the day of Qiyamah, therefore I let him go in the path of Allah. So they had that love for their husbands. Ya Allah, but out of fear for you and fikr for your deen and muhabbat for you, Ya Allah, I allowed him to go in the path of Allah. And then Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, that's when he struck him. Then he came to his daughter Hafsa radiallahu anha and he asked her that for a man to go out in the path of Allah, what is the maximum time? So she felt bashful also. That how much time can a woman be without her husband? So why are we mentioning these things, my dear brothers? So even our masturat, our women and us, know our deen. not based upon the norms around us. Or people will say, we let him go, we let him go, how long is he going to go for? But in the sense from Sharia perspective, so she showed four fingers. She showed four fingers. Out of bashfulness, she couldn't speak. She said, a woman can stay without a husband. She showed four. Umar bin Khattab took it to 4 months. From there, we got 4 month tartib. Three chillas, 3 40 days. Comes in, the riwayat comes in Hayat al-Sahaba. This commentators say that a man can leave his wife without consent with the fikr and taqaza of deen for 4 months. Without consent also. He can leave for the fikr of his akhirat to learn his deen. And any time more than that, he can be away from his family with consent. Without consent, yes, obviously he can't just abandon them. Everything is done, all the faraiz are fulfilled. The kafir person goes for hajj. Before the hajj, you say 6 months to go. And the men used to go also. Now, Hazrat was saying also, a person, tashkil was made to go out in the path of Allah. So he gave his name, I'm ready to go. And he came home, told the wife, tashkil was made to go in the path of Allah. Jamaat is leaving next week, can I go? He said, what's wrong with you? How can you even ask? 4 or 5 children, who's to look after them? So Bishara, he kept quiet now. What answer is he going to give? I need you here, I need you to help me. I need you to help me. So he kept quiet. Can't say anything now. Because your bachas, you made them. So now I have to look after you. You got help also. Then few months later, he came back and he told her, I got some good news. She said, what happened? She said, you know, that there was some job in overseas, in Dubai or Qatar or Kuwait somewhere. It came through, 1 year contract. He says, mashallah. You go, you don't worry about anything. Children is covered, taken care of. You just go. Don't worry. You just book your ticket and you move. He said, look at the contrast. Look at the contrast. Yaqeen is where? In the dirham and dinar. Dirham and dinar. When he came to the dirham and dinar of akhirat currency, you can't go. But the reward that she will get, to the extent that ulama say that discomfort she will experience when the man is out in the path of Allah. And together with that also, the men have to make qurban in the path of Allah. Not that we go there, and now we're taking photos and pictures of the Dastar Khan, see what we're chowing, and send it home. You see, you're having a party. We're sitting here, we're making sabr with everybody, and you're having good food there. So this also is incorrect. We're now all the time, update. This is why ulama say the biggest fitna going in the path of Allah is cell phone. Mawla Harun sahab, Abbas Umar Rahim used to say, where this started now? Every time, plane is taking off, we type take off. Landed, boarding, sitting in the car. He said, what happened? During this all these years, well, nothing happened. All of a sudden now, you have to update. So it's taken the whole tawajjuh and the concentration away. No more attention over there also. So here ulama says, she's making sabr also. Why are we in the path of Allah right now? And I should be more careful in regards to my chastity. Then they will say at night when she's going to bed also, the husband is not there. Tonight I'm sleeping alone. Just that what, I have to lock the house. Now I have to take responsibility. Sometimes a tear will flow. I'm so tired. The children finish me today. What she will say, he can't go again. He can't go again. This is the last time he's going. The children finished me. Back is paining. Head is paining. Everything is paining. She goes to bed that night. And the one tear that falls from her eye, that where this man is right now, how he bluffed me and he went away. And the one tear comes out, they say, oh Ben, you don't realize in your tear that you are shedding now. In the love of Allah, you let him go. That tear is different. In that tear of yours, how many generations hidayat is written? You don't realize that. All of a sudden you cried, why he didn't buy you the ring you wanted? The bangle I wanted. He didn't give me the holiday I wanted to go. Wanted to go foreign, he took me Kruger Park to see animals. So, that all we're crying for. Oh, there's a certain coffee shop open, we couldn't go. All the things now, we had to sit behind. Everybody went. We didn't go because now you got your own style. You got to sit at home now. You want to buy it and bring it home. I say, let's eat outside. Where's outside in the backyard? You got all your own tunes over here. So now we got to sit with you. Everybody's great. Now she's crying for the deen of Allah. Now she's crying for the deen of Allah. How many masturat out there are crying for the deen of Allah? That is when hidayat will come. Now the children will see this. Father went in the path of Allah, mother cried, he was in the path of Allah, that's how we got deen, came into our families. That's how deen came into our lives. I remember years ago in Stango also, we had our Haji Siddat Rahmatullah Ali, one of the old workers in the 60s. In the 60s. So I just mentioned to his great-grandson a few days ago, go and find out from your grandfather when your great-grandfather started the effort of da'wah. Says in the 60s already he went out in the path of Allah. So just asking his grandfather, just from memory, how many countries did your great-grandfather go with that time? They just counted from memory more than 20 countries in the 60s and 70s. And his final tashkil was to LA, Hollywood. Never returned from there, passed away in the path of Allah. Buried there also. Buried there also in the path of Allah. And we can imagine that time, what it has been in the heart of his wife to allow him to go in the path of Allah. Nobody was going. 8 months, 9 months, 6 months, till the work was established completely. And then never to return again. Even the men were going out that time. And the dua at that time, I remember Haji Baipadiya Rahmatullah Alayh, when she passed away, and he came on his wheelchair, put a chair next to her qabr, and the dua he made for her. He said, oh Allah, when no men were going in the path of Allah, she opened her heart and she allowed him to go in the path of Allah. And Allah's promise comes in the Hadith Sharif more or less, the person who leaves his home to go in the path of Allah, and he passes away from his home to the way he passes away, Allah Ta'ala will make for him and build for him a palace made from one pearl. Allah will host him in that. What the mansion that will be like. Ya Allah, the palace he got, Ya Allah, she's going to that palace now. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah, that our istahi jalsa is starting tomorrow. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take some part in it. She don't just pass. Allah says that istahi jalsa means I want to make my islah. I don't have this fikr or cry in my heart that, Ya Allah, how can I be left behind? How can I be left behind? There should be some amount of fikr and depression in the heart. How can it happen? I must ishtima maybe. I wasn't there for the bayans. Islahi jalsa is taking place. Jalsa means to sit. Islahi means reformation, to correct. So we're going to sit to correct ourselves. The system Allah Ta'ala has, the more you will sit and listen, the more islah will come into a person's heart. So you're going there for islah. And that to Hazrat says, not just to come for your favorite programs only. To sit in all the programs. You don't know which program Allah is going to change my heart. So give Allah Ta'ala the chance. Little qurbani sacrifice to go and sit there. To the extent Hazrat will tell us when you are studying that time. He says, even you have to go to, that time he will tell us, even they call you Natal. They say Natal. You go to Natal to give one Jummah bayan, book your ticket and give the bayan and come back. You don't know who will get hidayat. Go and do it. Fulfill the taqaza and the fikr. So myself to go, avail myself, even to come for one night in the path of Allah. Businessmen are going in the morning, they're coming back in the evening. Business, this is business with Allah. And Allah calls the business tijarat lan tabur. Such a tijarat where there's no loss whatsoever. Absolutely, every cent you are spending in the path of Allah, every breath, every step is a means of hidayat and islah. So the program will start taking place from tomorrow, Jummah time. Brothers haven't made intentions still. We can still make it. Come for the program. Bring carloads. Book our tickets. And come away for the program. Even be on Saturday or Friday night. Come for the evening, Saturday evening, Sunday program. The reality is, my dear brothers, just for us to understand. Just for us to understand, right now we heard these names many a times of the great akabir of the past. Shaykhul Islam, Shaykhul Hind, Dioban, Gango, the Khanka of Gango, the Khanka of Saharanpur, Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, the Thana Bhawan. All these are big Khankas that were there at that time, and those that went, we hear the names, Jigar Muradabadi, and Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and all the great awliya, and how they must have enjoyed themselves. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali was a great mufassir of the time, wrote tafsir of Quran Sharif. And then he would tell the murids of the Thanvi, what you're going there for? Chuhu ki tara baithte hain. Little rats are sitting there. What you're getting from Ashraf Ali Thanvi? Because he was academic. But Khaja Sahib, fully, why you don't join us? I don't have to go. People know me already. Finally, he went. He went, and when he sat in that majlis, and Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah opened Quran tafsir, he said, like the first time I heard that ayat. What ruhani and spiritual tafsir this was. And then it was the Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali that the Thanvi told him that you sleep with me in my room tonight. It's a big room. So he says, no problem. But all the things you'll do at night, wake up early, and all the zikr and all the things, I don't do all these things. He said, no problem. Already by 2:30, he heard some movement. He turned around, he slept away. But when the zikr started, then the sweetness caught his ears. The name of Allah. Allah, Allah, kaisa piyarana. Allah, what beloved, how beloved is that your name? He said, then I had to wake up. Made my wuzu, stood in the musalla, took out my tasbih, then started Allah, Allah. See, something happened in the hut. By morning already, Khadija Sahib saw him walking up and down in the wuzu khana. He says, Sayyid Sahib, you're not sleeping, what happened? He says, something happened last night, unasha cha gaya. I got intoxicated last night. I'm waiting for tonight again. Waiting for tonight again. I can't help it. Something happened last night. Some taste came, some flavor came. Can't sleep now. Sleep is gone. This was the enjoyment. The reality, my dear brothers, for us here in South Africa, our Thana Bhavan is in Azadwal. Those hankas are happening already. The Gangohis, whether in Talimuddin, and the Saharanpuris, whether in Darul Zakaria, all the mashayikh are here in our country right now. Whole world is coming here. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the author of Ma'arif al-Quran. Such a tafsir of Quran, every alim uses it. For his Jummah Bayan, for his talks, etc. In his majlis, only 12-13 used to sit. The father of Muftaqi Osmani. When he passed away, hundreds and thousands came for his janazah. And they all came crying. Why they came crying? Now we understood his value. We never went to sit by him. So these great mashayikh are here amongst us. Just to go and just to sit with them, just to look at them, just to see them. Years from now, people will ask, you went to that khanka. You sat there, you made zikr. How was it? All this now is being recorded and go down in history. Like how all those khankas and ulama, these are our great mashayikh right now, with already biographies have been prepared. Is almost half prepared or fully prepared, already on the net some of it. So years later people say, did you go there? How was it? How was the programs? What was the feeling like? What will say, you know, that weekend, I just couldn't make it. Just at home. Right, because we already had something booked for the weekend. We booked the courts already and I couldn't cancel it. You'll lose my money also. So we just stayed the weekend and I lost out. And jo aage barte hai, the person who goes forward, Allah will take him forward. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, the program is taking place. Go and take part in the programs. Many satis are going. They're doing some counter thing. I think by air, about 50 satis are going by air. They're flying. The bus is full already. Bus is full. I mean 50. 50 in the Durban bus and 50 in the escort bus. So 100 passengers already. So the brothers are going. So 100 in the bus, 50 by air, and by road is quite a few also. They are driving now. There shouldn't be I get left behind. So a little bit now, we have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cry in the path of Allah and make the family cry for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala accept us inshaAllah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله. Some sati is going to take bi'at and come forward, inshallah. أريد خطبة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليلي فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هو الله أمك توبة from كفر from شرك from نفاق from إبداعات from all sins major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of the akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commands of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform 5 times Salah or Jama'ah in the Masjid according to Sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if Zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if Hajj becomes compulsory, to perform Hajj. O Allah, I enter into the silsila of the Chistiyah, the Naqshbandiyah, the Qadiriyah, and the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, through the barakah of all the buyruks of all 4 silsilas, accept my bi'at and my tawbah. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life, just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha, grant me mort on imani tamil and kalima shahada, with afiyat, salamat and izzat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and the pious. Amen. Allah Ta'ala accept me, inshaAllah. This message is Hassan ibn Mahmoud. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا الله forgive us all our sins. Oh my Allah, the sins of the day, the sins of the night, the sins knowingly, unknowingly, oh my Allah, the sins of our youth, oh my Allah, present, our past, the future. O Allah, grant us complete islahu kareem rahim Allah. Purify our hearts, O my Allah, our eyes, our tongues, our limbs. Grant us your ma'rifat, your muhabbat, your closeness. Ya Allah, grant us the dard, the pain of your love and your muhabbat. Ya Allah, grant us our families, our spouses, our parents, our progenies. Ya Allah, accept us all for the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, make our deen khidmat easy. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our time, in our iman, our a'mal, our taqwa, our finances, our family, our health, O kareem rahim Allah. Ya Allah, save us from muhtaji, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us dependent only upon you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, accept this tahi jalsa, O my Allah. Make it very successful, O my Allah. Make it a means of complete islah, O my Allah. Make it a means of hidayah and khair and barakat, O my Allah. Save all ishtima'at that are taking place, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Grant our Hazrat Wala the best of health, afiyat, sihat and salamat. Ya Allah, it has it for you spread in the entire world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all your ahkam, O Kareem Rahim Allah, that come to our lives, entire ummah, accept us to move in your path, O my Allah, till our last breath. Accept our homes, our families, our children, our businesses. Keep us in your hifazat, in your protection, O my Allah. All those that be traveling, O my Allah, take them with afiyat and salamati. Make it easy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us tawfiq, O my Allah, to take full benefit, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Grant afiyat, Ya Allah, grant good health, O my Allah. O Kareem Rahim Allah, we thank you for all these beautiful opportunities, O my Allah. Ya Allah, gandhe bandhe lehkas, O my Allah. Gunigar, sinful black ones, O my Allah. Ya Allah, given us tawfiq, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you've called us, O my Allah. Accept us, O my Allah. Purify and cleanse our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our dunya easy, make our qabr easy, make our akhirat easy. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil Just one point that comes to mind also, when it comes to being in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's always some financial implication, and sometimes we find the brother say, but I can't afford it. I can't afford it. But the reality is we can afford it. If my cell phone, even our workers to cell phone gets stolen, they make a plan, then 1,000 rand they'll take out. I have to get a cell phone. Whether we take a loan, we pay him every month, but he's got a cell phone in his hand. And nearly every 2-3 months it gets stolen. Then they'll buy another one. And everybody has a cell phone because we take it to be a need, the necessity. We have to have one. So in the same way, we can afford to go out in the path of Allah. He also, Hazrat says, maybe right now we can't go, but we know somebody that will give me a loan and I can pay him back. Somebody that has the funds and give you 50 rand a month, or give you 100 rand a month. And who will make it easy? Allah will open the way. Allah will go out in your path. So for everything else, we'll take a loan right now. If my son needs to have braces right now, then somehow we'll make a plan, we'll take a dentist, take a loan, we'll pay it slowly, slowly. But the need and desire is to come in the heart for my islah. Ya Allah, my heart has to be rectified and corrected. So if I really feel that need in my heart, then nothing will stop me. To borrow, to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, Sahaba Ikram should do it also. Now there was taqaza to go in the path of Allah. We borrow somebody's armor, somebody's sword, somebody's shield. Hoping, Ya Allah, give some booty, I'll come back, I'll repay it. And we find among Sahaba Ikram when there was a need. Yes, to take a loan for no necessity. For no reason whatsoever, that's not permissible. But now there's a necessity right now. Then it's a dini necessity that, Ya Allah, I need to rectify my life, my heart right, to get my direction right. Is that a problem? I know somebody who's kind enough, is going in the same path of Allah, is going for the program also, and he won't mind just helping or lending me, and I can sort him out after that. So in this, we have avenues where we can ask somebody. So nobody can say, I can't afford it. And those that have the means, Allah has opened their heart also. They might say, don't worry about it. Sahaba ikram, they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ دَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمْ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. They came to Nabi alayhi salatu, Nabi of Allah, we want to go out in the path of Allah. So do something for us. So even to go to somebody that doesn't have the means, that knows somebody that can arrange the means, that also is a sunnah. To intercede for somebody is also a sunnah. So and so wants to go, can you assist? Definitely I can assist. That too is a sunnah. You fulfill the need of a Muslim brother. And I'll serve as the loan half, he'll give half, at least he can go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That occasion of Tabuk, ghaliban ita, sahaba ikram came, and they asked Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah, we don't have anything to spend in the path of Allah. He'll do something for us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, right now there's nothing available. Sahaba ikram have exhausted all the avenues right now. The Quran depicts this, tawallaw, they turned around, wa'ayinuhum, and their eyes, tafidu minadam, were flowing with tears, hazan, out of grief, that they had nothing to spend in the path of Allah. This is the grief that you couldn't spend in the path of Allah. Now what grief we have, that we can't spend on the holiday right now. We can't make it. The path of Allah, there's no grief right now. That has to say, this is islah. I don't have fikr for my akhirat. I've got fikr for my dunya. That I'm crying about right now. That the ties are worn out, I've got fikr now. I have to change the ties. Because so much of usage, but look at the heart. So much of usage is not moving right. The wheel balancing is gone. Alignment is gone right now. But the fikr hasn't come of akhirat. This is the Isai Jalsa about this. So there are those out there that have real desire to go and rectify themselves. Allah Ta'ala will make a plan for them. Allah Ta'ala will open the way, make it easy, inshallah. SubhanAllah.